This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you're calling number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, you'll get a pair of reserved seats to the advanced screening of Captain Marvel. People are saying this is going to be amazing.
It is. I'm excited.
Yeah?
Very excited.
I hope you don't get let down. She looks so good at the Oscars. Brie Larson is playing Captain Marvel. I think this is the first time it's been a girl as Captain Marvel. Like, is he usually a man in the...
So, in the comics, there were Captain Marvel was 2 times men and 2 times women.
Oh, all right.
So, they mix it up. But it's good to make it a woman because it really fits everything that they're trying to do here.
Hmm. When are you seeing it?
Me, Bryn, Rudy, and Marcus.
Oh, boy. It's a boys' night out.
Wow. Are seeing it on Monday next week in the late afternoon.
I see. So yeah. You're reviewing that next week?
Yeah, next week.
Because the screening is for a week from today, March 5th at the AMC Saratoga 14 Theater in San Jose. So if that's a conveniently located theater for you, You should call now, 800-400-3697. You can be among the first to see Captain Marvel. Is that part of the Avengers?
It is.
So has she already been in an Avengers movie?
So what happened was with Infinity War, at the very end, after the credits, Sam Jackson, who's about to like disappear, like half of the whole Marvel universe, he pulls out his pager and sends out a signal. And the signal shows that it's Captain Marvel's logo.
Oh.
So she hasn't been seen by us, but Sam Jackson has been interacting with her the whole time. She's going to be a big part in terms of destroying Thanos and saving us all from peril.
Well, thank God. I mean, someone has to. This Thanos guy, a real ball buster.
Josh Brolin, yeah. It's bad news.
Mm. Anyway, if you call now, you can get the tickets. Trump is going to have a bad day today.
Oh, man. Why?
Well, maybe he'll have a great day. I don't know. He's headed to Vietnam, right? He's going to do another summit with Kim Jong-un. So maybe he'll, you know, eat delicious food because you know how he loves non-American food. Kidding. Michael Cohen is going to testify today. They're saying he's going to make all kinds of criminal allegations, and he has completely flipped on the president and plans to detail payments that were made and things that were squashed and possible campaign contribution mishandling, et cetera.
Looks like he's there right now.
Fantastic. So that's, you know, I'm sure he's not psyched about that. President Trump is also being sued by a former campaign staffer who says he kissed her without her consent. This supposedly happened in the summer of 2016, before the election, so while he was on the campaign trail. This woman's name is Alva Johnson. She says during a meeting in Florida, Trump grabbed her by the hand and wouldn't let go, then kissed her on the corner of her mouth as she turned her head away. As a result, she says she suffered emotional distress, psychological trauma, humiliation, embarrassment, loss of dignity, invasion of privacy, and other damages. Johnson, who is black, also says she was paid less than her counterparts because of her race and gender. She's looking for unspecified damages. The president's people are calling her claims absurd. She spoke about the alleged incident to several people close to her at the time. So she points to that as being, you know, backup that it happened. She said she told her mother, her stepfather, and her boyfriend, all of whom confirmed that they spoke to her about the ordeal. An attorney she met with in Florida shortly after that told, I believe, the New York Post, possibly the Washington Post. I'm not sure. Let me look at what this is. Well, this is a different paper altogether. The Post, that he had found her story to be credible and referred her to a therapist but did not take her case for business reasons. She's reportedly named at least 2 eyewitnesses she said saw this happen. I believe both of them are denying that they saw it. One of those eyewitnesses is Pam Bondi. She's the former Florida attorney general who took a $25,000 donation from Trump for her campaign. And she was a subject of investigation by New York prosecutors.
How much money is the lawsuit for?
You know, I don't see that. I don't see the amount, Vinny. She says that she, I guess she was being interviewed by when she went forward with her claim. I've tried to let it go, she said. She told the newspaper while reportedly beginning to cry. You want to move on with your life. I don't sleep. I wake up at 4 a.m. looking at the news and I feel guilty. So I guess she feels bad that she didn't say anything when everyone else was making their claims. You know, dozens of women have accused him of sexual misconduct. And she goes on to just detail every meeting that they ever had together. It was only a couple. I guess the first time he saw her was in 2015. And she says he eyed her up and down and went, oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Ugh.
So anyway, there you go. Now you're up to date on that, and we don't have to spend a lot of time talking about it. Got on the news this morning on the way in, I was listening to KCBS, and they were talking about how once the Mueller investigation gets turned over, and with the testimony of Michael Cohen, They're talking about impeachment. They're talking about it just on the regular news. Like, it'll be up to the attorney general to decide if there's enough to start an impeachment process. Yikes. Let's talk about death. That's a little bit more uplifting than this.
Sounds good.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Hollis. Any idea? Mark Hollis is the singer for Talk Talk. Can you name the one Talk Talk song that we know in America? They had apparently...
Is that a punk band?
No, they have a few. Just so that. Talk Talk is a song, too.
Talk, 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 talk. Yeah,
all you really want to do is...
Talk, talk. I don't know if that's them.
I don't recognize it.
It's not?
I don't know. The only song I know for sure from them is It's My Life.
Oh, okay. I know this one.
Which a lot of people know because Gwen Stefani covered it.
All right.
Or No Doubt. In 03. Do you realize? I had no idea it had been that long since she covered
it. This song. You know this.
I do. Is this all you want to do is talk, talk.
I like this.
So, talk, talk.
There's another one, too.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
What do you got there on that list, Bryn?
Let's see. I'm trying to filter through these.
So apparently,
I see Such a Name, Life's What You Make It, It's My Life.
It's My Life is another one.
That's the one we
that's the first one.
Yeah, that's that was their biggest hit in the United States. Sure. They were actually big in Europe, in the UK specifically. But they, you know, so they had a few songs. They were definitely part of that whole 80s new wave thing. So that guy died, Mark Hollis. 64 years old. There's no cause of death or even an exact date of when he passed. So it's one of those. And actually, the next death is a bit of a mystery as well.
I'm seeing a date of February 25th. Well, that would have been yesterday, huh?
Yeah.
Let's see.
64 is too young, though.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Band broke up in 92. Mark Hollis put out a solo album in 98. But then he basically retired from the music industry.
So it's foul play, right?
I don't know. They're saying, not in this story, no cause of death. So, I mean, it could have been cancer. It could have been drugs. I mean.
Or a neighbor choked him out.
Sure. Yeah. Or an eagle came down and ripped his throat out. You don't know.
Right.
That's the thing with these deaths.
This says after a short illness.
Oh.
I am not seeing exactly what it is, though.
Well, pancreas is short. That's a quick one.
Oh.
Gambit.
Well, sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Mark Hollis.
Yes, Mark Hollis. We hardly knew you. Clark Gable's grandson.
I don't know this guy.
His name's Clark Gable.
Okay.
III.
Is he handsome?
He is. He hosted a show called Cheaters.
Yeah, which I know the show Cheaters, but I know it from that other host guy.
The one who, he was just in the news for something recently, wasn't he?
I don't know, Mark Summer? I can't remember his name.
Anyway, they're saying here this guy, Clark Gable III, hosted Cheaters and has been found dead, 30 years old. They're also not saying a cause of death. I'm much more suspicious of someone who just doesn't wake up at age 30.
Yeah.
He died Friday morning at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. His mother heartbreakingly writes, "It's with an extremely heavy heart we say goodbye to my beautiful son, Clark. He passed this morning. I will always be next to you, my beautiful son, Mom." His sister, Kaylee Gable, also posted about the death on Facebook, writing, "My brother was found unresponsive this morning by his fiance and didn't wake up. I love you, Clarky. I'm so sorry we couldn't save you. My heart is broken and shattered. Rest in peace." He was an aspiring actor. He previously hosted several seasons of a reality show called Cheaters, a hidden camera, unscripted series. People suspected of committing adultery, where he would do like an on-screen confrontation, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many seasons he hosted. However,
it looks like three, from 2012 to 15.
Yeah, well, it's done 17 seasons total. So, yeah, it sounds like maybe past its heyday
he was the third.
Jumped on.
Yeah, Joey Greco, that's who I knew.
Oh.
And then Tommy Habib. I'm not familiar with him.
Oh, so that's not who... There was somebody in the news recently who had hosted a show like Cheaters. Or maybe one where it was like he was exposing pedophiles who were like interacting with a supposed 13-year-olds.
Hansen. Chris Hansen?
Mm.
You're talking about that guy, To Catch a Predator.
He was on MSNBC, that guy.
Yeah.
That's right. Dateline and then MSNBC.
Yeah, I just had him totally confused.
And then didn't he end up in some weird situation of his own that they ended up pulling him from?
Yeah, he had an affair with another reporter, his wife, and then some DJ from somewhere across the world gave him money to bail him out.
And wasn't he trying to get like a GoFundMe account going?
Something like that.
He was in the news recently for like unsavory stuff.
Sheesh.
Like, come on, buddy. Just keep your head down for a while. Clark Gable III, he was filming a crime drama called Sunset at Dawn and had recently wrapped up a comedy drama called Heckle before he died. He is the grandson of Clark Gable. I just got handed this right before we went on the air.
So what that story says, and that's from Radar Online, so take it how you want.
Mm-hmm.
The sister is coming out saying she asked the Clark Gable, the dad, the second, for help in funeral expenses. He said he wants nothing to do with the situation.
So this
she's
kid
starting a GoFundMe.
And this
account.
Kid had well documented
addiction issues. Yes, but the sister is saying that he was sober at the time.
Well,
anything.
Nobody just dies at 30, though. You know.
Yeah, that's a tough one too. Yeah.
Unless there was something else going on there.
Well, people relapse. I relapsed 100 times before I got my ass sober, and I still could. Mm-hmm. So it could be that he'd fallen, slipped.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, anyway, it's very sad. Anyone dying at that age and people struggling with addiction, I mean, God, we all know someone. So I'm very sorry to hear it. Rest in peace, Clark Gable III. That's it for the death.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll give you one more quickie. Would you rather hear about Korn and Alice in Chains or Game of Thrones and Oreos?
Oh, Korn and Alice in Chains.
Oh, really?
Are you kidding me?
Sorry, human. Korn and Alice in Chains are touring this summer. Looks like the first show is in Mountain View, California. Pardon me. It ends in Mountain View.
Oh.
My bad.
Well, that's good. They'll be practiced.
Yes, they'll be. And who doesn't want to see the final night of a tour?
I do. I like it. Mm-hmm. I forget who.
First night and last night.
I think I saw it was Phoenix when this band that had sort of hit big with, what is that album, 1901? Anyway, the show that they did that I saw them, they're like, this is our last show after being on the road for 2 years. We get to go home. And it was a neat sort of thing to see them. The way they play, they were so playful and into it on stage. You could just tell the relief was there.
We're
for
done.
Yeah, we've done it.
So the tour kicks off July 18th in Del Valle, Texas. Never even heard of that.
No.
Well,
and it runs through September 4th. That's a show here in Mountain View. Tickets, according to this, go on sale this Friday. So if you want to see Korn and Alice in Chains.
I do.
Great.
Well, no, I don't. Well, I'm sure it's not going to be a good night for me.
Well, it's a Saturday. Maybe you can make it work.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Looks like Del Valle is kind of close to the Austin airport. It's in that area.
Oh, right. I hear it's lovely there.
Sure.
Bless you.
Thank you. Mm.
What's coming up in the news, Vinny?
Oh, the people of the Bay Area are poor.
You're poor.
And more after these.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show coming up at 7 o'clock. Tickets for Peter Frampton, you guys. You like a little Peter Frampton action. We've got that going on here at the Alice all week long. Make sure you're here. 7 o'clock.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon on Alice. You should listen to her
Jane
today when the weather...
game called.
When the weather's...
called her to get by its real name.
Really bad. You
make and believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane
to the rescue. Here's what's happening.
She's going to be in Alani this week, Thursday and Friday.
Oh, my God.
She'll be broadcasting live.
So lucky.
Thursday and Friday. Her and Michelle.
So she must leave tomorrow, huh?
Tomorrow is Wednesday, yes. Tomorrow's a traveling day for them.
So she's not on tomorrow, Vinny. Don't do any.
Well, we're still going to probably do some voice tracks.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
We're faking it.
We're faking it tomorrow.
All right.
Fake
voice tracking people.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's what's happening. Breaking, this was not my lead story, but then breaking news.
Breaking news. Uh-oh.
What?
This just in from one of my correspondents out there in the world.
The Alice Nerd Network? All right.
From the East Bay, 510 has texted in, ANN, breaking news. Good morning, Alice family. It looks like Husky is following the million-dollar virgin prostitute.
You're following a prostitute?
Along with a picture of her and liked by Human TV.
Oh.
This is that Mabuba guy.
Yeah,
Mabuba.
Mamadazada.
I looked her up on Instagram yesterday. I'm not following her. I think I did like one of her pictures.
Yeah,
though.
You did. Liked by Human TV.
Yeah,
you're actually featured right here.
Yeah, it's photographed.
So you have to follow someone to like them?
No. If they're public, you can just like one or two pictures.
You should just follow her. What the hell? Maybe she'll do these shots from the deed.
People.
2.6 million bucks. Japanese businessman.
Why
buy
do you like this photo in particular?
I don't know. I was just kind of looking through. I can't even find her again. How do you spell her name? M. Mumama. Oh, yeah. Loves dogs.
Booba.
Go back to your
I liked a few of them, yeah.
My booba, too big for the brown.
The one with her wearing the black.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the lighting. I like the blue in the background.
She's Uzbekistanian? Is that a word?
Azerbaijan.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is. Azerbaijanian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, since you're following her, keep us up to date on her happenings. It sounds like she's about to become very wealthy.
Yes.
Yeah.
She should ask for more now. All of a sudden, she's big news.
Speaking of wealth.
Yes.
Here in the Bay Area, you can be pulling in $192,000 a year, and you're still middle class.
Damn.
You're not rich.
Mm-mm.
You're not even close to rich. You think you might someday accumulate enough wealth when you're making almost $200,000 a year to be a millionaire.
Mm.
But the truth is, after taxes and all the high prices you pay to live in the Bay Area, you are not putting away any money at all.
Mm. That's heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking. You're right. In fact, the most expensive place in the Bay Area, because five places made the list of most expensive, where you can be pulling in almost $200,000 mm-hmm. and still be
par.
Middle class. And middle class isn't poor. I grew up in a middle class house in Southern California. We did fine. We certainly did not get gifts in the middle of a week, random week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was no, I need that. And then it turns up. Mm-hmm. My parents were like, you have 2 days a year.
Yep.
Your birthday and Christmas.
Keep a good list and save your allowance.
That's when you get your stuff. Rest of the time, sorry, bub. Don't even bother me with it. Anyway, I say that because it seems like that's every kid has everything these days.
Right. Well, they don't even need anything.
Including your own.
All they need is a screen, and they're so happy. Take away their internet. That's the only thing you have to hold over them anymore. Ugh. It's annoying.
Well, I'm talking about the Disney trip that she went on and got all the dolls.
Oh, well, no, that was the Disney store. But
Disney store.
Yeah. Yes. No, I didn't.
Well, look, you will do things differently
the next time you went.
I had no
idea that card was only 25 bucks. She'd been farming this little Disney gift certificate card. She called it her Disney credit card.
Oh.
Holding it and carrying it around and flashing it in her little purse.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
I figured the thing had to have $100 on it, right?
I don't know. Well,
get to
you should have checked.
Well, I don't know.
Even if it had 100, you got to tell them, you know, you can pick out one thing.
Oh, no, I don't want
kids will buy the whole damn thing.
Right. Spend this puppy. I don't want to see you asking for another run to the Disney store.
I have $5 left on it.
We got to go to the Disney store. This thing's $7. Can I please have $2, Daddy?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Fremont ends up being a place with the highest range of middle class, being 81,000 to 244,000 a year.
That's middle class.
You're still middle class in Fremont.
Incredible. Dang.
The internet has done great things for the Bay Area, also really bad things, bad, terrible things.
What do you mean specifically?
Well, that there's so much wealth here.
The class division is ridiculous.
The prices of homes have skyrocketed to the point where normal people can't afford them.
Right?
And it's not even that it's normal people or rich people. It's you look at the house and go, that? You want $1 million for that? Mm. I got to knock that down and start over.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at a house this morning. I always look at real estate. Mm-hmm. There's this house. It was like 1795. It's like just a crappy little ranch on a, you know, little lot.
What area?
In Mill Valley. Mm-hmm. This is super dated.
Did you bid?
Like, no. And even as I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, well, look at that. Well, I guess if I put a new roof on that, I could make it look like, and I'm like, Jesus, Sarah, why did you just tear the thing down after you pay 1.8 for it? Oh my God. It's ridiculous. You know, it's a crappy little ranch house.
The weird thing about you and a lot of people are really into the HGTV shows, and it's interesting I walk by it. It's on in my house all the time. And you hear them talking about this house where they're all the names of the different shows, but where they're buying a home and it's outside, it's at the outward stretch of their, at 310.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, where are they doing these shows?
And how
is it relatable at all to people who live around here?
Yeah.
Like you watch them. How do you even?
Well, it makes you go, geez, I could go live in Waco. Like you see Chip
Texas.
And Joanna Gaines, and like these people buy a house for $70,000 on 6 acres, and then Chip and Joanna Gaines sweep in, and you know, on their rest of their budget of $140,000, they live in a palace. I'm like, what is happening? Where is that out here?
Right. Well, it's not out here.
No.
That's the point. Nowhere to be found.
1.7 for this piece of poo, 60s ranch looking cruddy brick everywhere.
I like a ranch. Nothing wrong with that. But
yeah, it's, I don't, you know.
One floor is a good thing.
If I'm going to have a ranch house, I'm going to have a ranch around it.
Well, that's you.
I want some land. God. Yeah, I want a horse. I mean, Jesus, when I was a kid, if you'd ever told me that houses were going to be in the, you know, like regular little, even dumps would be over $1 million, I'd be like, oh my God.
You could have a horse in the yard you got now.
No.
Yes. Oh my God. Listen.
Horses need some room.
I've told you this.
I don't think the neighborhood would allow that.
What permit? What?
Yeah. I've mentioned this to you. I have to have mentioned this to you. Or maybe it's just I spend too much time alone in the car. But there's this house that I pass on 280, and it's on a hill.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I mean, it's the backyard is a hill. It's a big, from the back of the house, there's a fenced-in area, but it's a hill. And on that hill is standing a horse. And it is a hill. And it's, I don't understand.
It's like a mountain goat horse.
It is fully standing on a hill at all times. Mm. And I always think, if he tries to lay down, he'll roll to the bottom where the
lays
fence
right.
He lays this way
toward the hill, like braces his feet on some rocks and just lays sideways.
Every time I drive by the guy, he's standing there on the hill, just
like that's wow. So funny.
It's a real horse.
It's a real horse.
Oh, it's in a different position every time.
So you people, believe
people
me?
People probably know
you could have a horse. If they could have a horse on this hill,
I can't have a horse in my backyard. There's no way the zoning in the neighborhood
please.
Allows
the way
for
the
that.
Neighbors let you. Your band jam at all hours.
We have double pane windows. We've soundproofed the house.
Giant parties all the time. They're
so
probably
what? They're
like,
invited.
Add a horse to the mix. Who cares?
Well, they have their whole dog business going on, you know.
Oh, dig it, Jim.
Hey, I love Jim.
Uh-huh.
I do.
So this story, I'm not even going to do it. I'll just tell you how embarrassing it is to see a headline that says, the best video games of the last 30 years. And I'm like, I played some video games in my day. Let me see what's up.
Oh.
And I realize
I'm too old
to have played any of these games. 30 years isn't enough to be in my like sweet spot of video games.
You know, if you had some boys and had them a few years ago, I'm telling you, John plays all these new games because my kids play all these games.
Back in 89, the biggest game was called Prince of Persia.
Never heard of it. Hooman?
Hooman.
I have heard of it, yeah.
Have you played it?
They made a dumb movie with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, that was based on the video game?
Probably.
You're kidding me.
Did you like the game, or?
Did you ever play that?
Was it racist?
Well, they didn't cast a Persian guy for the film.
Well, but I'm
trying to talk about the game.
I don't know the game.
It was probably an animated Persian guy.
Anyway, in 96, Super Mario 64. I recognize that, but most of this stuff, I have no idea. 2002, Grand Theft Auto.
Mm. I've never played that. Certainly, we've heard plenty about that.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was just really embarrassed that I...
Is Red Dead Redemption on there?
Is number one for 2018.
I cannot believe how incredible that game is. I've never played it, but I thought my kid was watching it. I'm like, what movie is this? And he's like, Mom, this is a game. It's just incredible.
The graphics have gotten incredible.
They're like, I'm telling you, it's four dudes on horseback riding down a dusty country road having a conversation. Just talking. I'm like... He goes, oh, yeah, we're headed to this hometown. I'm like, what, in real time? You can't just, like, hit a map somewhere and jump to the 10. No, you got to ride there. Oh, my God. It's like watching someone live
their
life.
I'm sure stuff comes up along the way.
Dry. Oh, I guess so, right? They have to battle
Among
a rattlesnake or something?
Sure. Or stop at a bar and have a drink.
Start a bar brawl.
Sure.
Beat the local bully. Yeah, it is actually incredible. There's like modes you can go where you can catch and kill every animal, catch, kill, skin every animal that lives in the Red Dead Redemption world. That's one of the challenges. I'm like, who wants to go kill animals?
Well, apparently your family does.
It's just one of the challenges. I don't know if they've ever done it.
You don't think they do that?
I don't think
so. They're spending all that time on the game and they're walking right past challenges.
Care for your horse and stuff.
That's a whole part of the game. As challenge comes up, you go, I will take your challenge, sir. Mm. I'm just sitting here. Pizza's on the way and I have a thing of soda.
Let's kill some animals.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. Whatever, bring it on.
All right.
31% of people have tried something they saw in a porno.
Oh, sure. Of course.
Almost a third.
Yeah.
Watching the stuff, go, hey, I should add that to my, that's part of my.
Even if it's just a simple turnaround.
That's my new thing.
Come on, we can make that happen. Let's do that. John likes to act out pornos. I said too much.
What?
Nothing.
Did you just say?
Nothing. You know how it is. You're watching a porno and you're doing someone and he like tries to match it all. Oh, let's do that now.
We don't really, I've been thinking we got to add that to our game,
it's
but
fun.
We don't do that.
It's good.
It's the kids thing. Like, we were sort of on our way to becoming pretty pro at the sex thing, and then we had kids, and now it's like...
Taking a backseat
well,
to the child
just,
rearing.
Yeah, I mean, you can't... There's people right. around.
I hate those people.
Who need stuff.
God,
all the time.
Needy.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Porn-inspired moves. We're most likely to try our different positions. back door.
Oh.
And some light BDSM.
I see. You ever try that choking thing? You always hear people talking about that.
No, I'm afraid of that. Yeah, I couldn't even.
Haven't.
I hate that. I just don't want anyone to touch my neck.
I have realized, though, that I'm super vanilla, and I didn't think I was, but it turns out I'm super vanilla.
Yeah.
And I mean,
regular old.
I always was really into girls, but I also like my beer and my pot. And so I found myself, I'm super into girls, but I'm going to go party with my friends. And, you know, I don't need anyone telling me you're going to have another beer. You know what I mean? So I'd be like,
that's not sexy anymore, is it?
No. I didn't. And then when I got laid, I got laid. Yeah. Like, that's what happened.
Just because you were going, yippee-ki-yay, motherfather. It wasn't necessary. Don't worry. I'm never going to say that. But just because you're doing that doesn't make it, you know, a wild and crazy guy.
You know, I didn't have ideas.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just happy to be here.
Well, didn't you say you stood on a bureau and jumped and tried to land the stick of landing?
I never really did that, you clown.
Oh, geez. I picture that all the time.
Like, standing on a bureau.
Like, John, Vinny stands on bureaus and jumps on. Just
what
see,
are you
going
to do?
Just see if you can do it. Grab the chandelier and swing over here.
Gonna catch you.
Yeah.
You don't think that's an injury situation?
Well, I don't know. I mean, now I know not to try it. I've all these years, I thought you were legendary.
Legend?
Let me ask you a question.
Gary? Okay.
Have you watched a porn in the last week?
No.
Have you watched a porn in the last week?
No.
Oh.
Bryn?
I couldn't even say the last year.
I think I might have, yeah.
Really?
I don't watch as much as you probably think I do.
I don't know. It feels like you watch a lot.
My goodness.
I have my time, but lately I've been busy lately.
Bryn and I talk all the time.
We do,
and he'll
be
all, I saw this one thing. I'm like,
I'm not going to deny that I watched, but I've been busy lately. That's all.
Women are about 5 times more likely to say they haven't watched.
Yeah, because we don't watch it as much as you. Human?
I have not watched in a long time.
When's the last time you watched a porn?
Gosh.
And was it here?
Yeah. It's always
I always see porn here. It's the only place I see it.
This is the only time I see porn is with you guys at work.
Yeah, right.
Oh, like
Shut
when
up,
you guys.
Bryn, you don't know anything.
When you guys make us look stuff up.
Yeah, when we make you. We're always like, hey, look up that porn thing. And you guys are always like, we don't like porn.
Yeah.
That was totally taken
you.
Out of.
Out of what?
Bryn for
right out of your mouth is what
it
was taken.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
I noticed Vinny didn't want to answer that question because it was yesterday at 1 o'clock.
Oh,
and today at 1 o'clock.
Well, you
and
guys
tomorrow
are
at 1 o'clock.
You don't know.
Testy all
I know.
Of a sudden.
God, they are testy. What's gotten into you? Is it hot in here?
Apparently.
It is kind of hot in here.
Sheesh.
Oh, thank you.
Does that feel any better?
I actually can't feel it.
Oh. Well, you might want to take that parka off.
Well, I could just turn the heat down.
408 says, Vinny, that is correct. Ocean water is not sterile. I'm a retired optometrist and used to work at the practice that you go to in Santa Cruz.
Oh, I've seen, talk. They call the old optometrist and say, oh, guess who our new patient is?
I've seen nasty infections from surfers. Yeah, I have to pull them out right away.
Yeah.
And I'm good with
it's
it.
It's good that you do it. Do you squirt some stuff in there when you're...
Yeah, solution or something?
Clean the eye
after?
Out? Yeah.
No. No.
Just get the thing out.
I just get it out.
Yeah. The eye does a good job cleaning itself.
Well, I mean, I have the stuff, and I'm not trying to be, you know, I'm just being honest. I get it out, and then I'm like, all right, I feel good. Mm. I'm okay. Anyway.
If it was itchy, maybe you'd do it.
Haysbert is a local boy who went to San Mateo High with his brother.
Dennis Haysbert?
Yeah.
This is the Allstate guy. You're in good hands.
And the former president from 24.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch 24. I don't recognize him.
He's from San Mateo, everybody.
Nice.
Wow.
Hey, come on.
Yes.
Do you know him?
Dennis Haysbert.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's about your age.
I don't think you went to my high school.
Oh, he was not a Sarah guy.
He's 64, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. So about your age. That's the kind of kid he is.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Sarah? Bob Kraft. What a delight.
Oh, I cannot wait to hear this.
Good fun.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.